Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving in relationships? Like a good little vending machine dispensing happiness but never getting anything back? You know that feeling when you leave a social interaction drained and wondering where your needs went? Well, grab your headphones, brew your favorite beverage, because today on the Dopamine Fast, we're diving into the super important topic of building healthy relationships, one that prioritizes both your well-being and those around you. Now, before you say, Logan, I'm a people pleaser. I like making others happy. Hear me out. This isn't about becoming a selfish hermit. It's about learning to nurture yourself while nurturing the connections that matter most. Because honestly, how can you truly show up for someone else if your own cup is empty? So let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will help you build those rock-solid, fulfilling relationships. 1. Know your worth. This is non-negotiable, folks. Before you can set healthy boundaries, you gotta know what you deserve. It's like choosing your favorite flavor of ice cream. You wouldn't settle for a scoop that doesn't make your taste buds sing. Identify your values, needs, and deal breakers. What makes you feel respected? What are your non-negotiables in any relationship? Figure this out and stand tall with that knowledge. 2. Communicate like a champ. Ever heard the saying, silence is golden? Well, when it comes to relationships, silence can be deafening. Learn to express your needs, desires, and even your boundaries clearly and respectfully. Remember, communication isn't just about talking. It's also about actively listening and understanding the other person's perspective. 3. Set those boundaries. Think of boundaries like invisible fences that protect your emotional well-being. They define what you're comfortable with and what you're not. It could be anything from saying no to unnecessary commitments to limiting contact with people who drain your energy. Setting boundaries is a sign of self-respect, not selfishness. 4. Don't be afraid to walk away. Okay, this one can be tough, but hear me out. Sometimes, despite our best efforts, relationships just don't work out. If you find yourself constantly compromising your own needs or feeling drained and unhappy, it might be time to walk away with grace and dignity. Remember, you deserve to be in relationships that nurture your growth and happiness. 5. Practice self-care. This one's a game changer. Taking care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being is crucial for healthy relationships. Make time for activities that bring you joy, recharge your batteries, and help you feel centered. Remember, a happy, fulfilled you is the best version of yourself to share with the world. Now, let's paint a picture. Imagine Sarah, our friend who always puts everyone else first. She's constantly saying yes, even when she feels overwhelmed, then complains about being exhausted and resentful. Sound familiar? Sarah needs to prioritize her own needs and set boundaries. Maybe she starts saying no to extra commitments, spends more time doing things she enjoys, and learns to communicate her feelings honestly. You know what? This could be a real game changer for Sarah, leading to happier relationships and a happier life. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you build those healthy, fulfilling relationships. Remember, it's all about knowing your worth, communicating effectively, setting boundaries, walking away when necessary, and taking care of yourself. It's not selfish, it's essential. Now I want to hear from you. What are some practical steps you can take today to prioritize your own needs in your relationships? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of supportive individuals who are committed to creating healthy, fulfilling connections. Until next time, keep chasing that dopamine high. But remember, true happiness comes from within. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.